This is local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Skylar Butenshin. It's Monday, May 14th. An investigation is ongoing into workplace conduct issues at the Clatsop County District Attorney's Office. According to people familiar with the situation and information reviewed by KMUN, two employees were placed on indefinite leave at the end of June, tied to the investigation. Several other employees also went on leave around the same time. Some are on family and medical leave because of what people familiar with operations at the district attorney's office have described to KMUN as a toxic work environment. Among those on leave is a deputy district attorney. Another deputy district attorney left around that time as well to take a new job. Clatsop County Manager Don Boone confirmed that the district attorney's office has employees out on various types of leave. In a statement, the county said an outside investigator has been retained to conduct an investigation into workplace conduct. The county declined to provide more information about the nature of the investigation, the allegations, or details about the personnel involved. District Attorney Ron Brown declined to comment on the situation as well. He said cases and workloads are being shifted as needed. One key function the staff shortage immediately impacts is the discovery process. The district attorney's office is required to provide all of the discovery in a criminal case they're bringing against someone. This includes important things like police reports, notes, pictures, video and audio recordings, and more. Now, defense attorneys assigned to represent criminal defendants say it's harder to reach the district attorney's office about cases. Read more about this story at kmun.org/news.
The restoration of the South Jetty on the mouth of the Columbia River has been ongoing for the last 6 years. Now, with just a few hundred feet of jetty left to rehabilitate, the $172 million project is nearly complete. The South Jetty functions alongside two smaller stone barriers on the Washington side, the North Jetty and A Jetty. Together, they allow commercial ships to cross the notoriously dangerous mouth of the Columbia River, supporting an estimated $31 billion in goods that international shippers move on the river each year. U.S. Army Corps engineer and geologist Coulter Bennett has been running the jetty restoration project. He says the current project is the most significant and maybe the most needed in the jetty's long history, as the Pacific Ocean had knocked entire sections out of it. The project is expected to be complete by the end of this summer. The Washington State Parks Department says park visitors should not notice any staffing or service changes this summer. For the 2025-27 biennium, the agency still made some minor reductions to stay within its tighter budget, but State Parks spokesperson Sarah Franck says they were able to make mostly non-staffing cuts. In addition to a smaller budget, Washington State Parks is now expected to fund 71% of its costs with revenue from Discover Passes and other fees. Discover Pass prices will rise from $30 to $45 on October 1st, which is the first price increase since the passes were introduced roughly 14 years ago. Franck says Washington State Parks is bolstering its education programs so that staff can stay focused on cleaning and doing interpretive work. These stories come to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. In Washington, homelessness for many youth could mean staying on a friend's couch. NWPB's Renee Diaz has more.
A state report says during the 2022-23 school year, over 42,000 Washington students lacked stable housing. About three-quarters of those students are doubled up. For example, staying on a friend's couch. Here's Carmela Solorio Preciado. She's a liaison for homeless youth at the Wenatchee School District.
But for us, couch surfing and double up are experiencing housing instability. So at any time, they can be asked to get out of the house.
Preciado says homelessness isn't always visible. During the 2024-25 school year, the Wenatchee School District reported that they had 634 homeless students. More than half were couch surfing. I'm Renee Diaz reporting.
Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has officially declared a drought in Lincoln County. It's the county's fourth drought declaration in 7 years. KLCC's Gabriella Skro reports.
Lincoln County has been experiencing a severe drought since mid-June, with lower than normal precipitation levels and high temperatures. Kotek's declaration allows water rights holders to make requests to the Oregon Water Resource Department for drought-related emergency goods. Ken Lipp, a Lincoln County Public Information Officer, says the declaration serves as a public service announcement rather than a call to action.
We can't do things like institute a curtailment, require people to use less water or not water their lawns. For us, this is very much an educational tool to encourage people to take those measures voluntarily, to be conscientious about how they use water.
Conditions in Lincoln County will be monitored by the Oregon Water Resource Department and the Oregon Department of Emergency Management. I'm Gabriella Skro, reporting.
The 2025 edition of the Oregon Country Fair wrapped up last evening after 3 days of live music, activities, and food. KLCC staff produced this audio postcard featuring the sounds of the Oregon Country Fair.
Hi, I'm Jade. I'm from Washington, and I've been coming to the fair my whole life. My first fair was at the age of 6 weeks old, so I was a tiny little baby, and my parents were just fighting to keep me unbug-bitten and breastfed and cool from the heat and the dust, but I'm sure I loved it. I have no memories of that. But now I'm 23, and I only missed the two COVID years where there wasn't a fair.
Hey, I'm Troy from Portland, Oregon. I've been coming to the Oregon Country Fair for about 10 years, and my favorite part is wandering the trails, listening to a few notes of some new sound, and following that to discover a great new band. I've discovered 6 or 7 great bands over the years that I still listen to today.
Hi.
Can you say I'm at the party, Mama?
At the party, Mama. I'm at the party, Mama.
Yeah, and we said we're going to the Oregon Country Fair, huh?
My name is Sharon. This is my first time. I'm new to Eugene. I've moved here from Alexandria, Virginia recently, and I'm walking around and getting acquainted, looking at the vendors and stopping at some of the stages and hearing the variety of music, spoken word, all the various entertainment options that they offer at the fair. I think the diversity of all these is just fascinating.
Who's on? Who's on?
My name's Michael. We have a food booth here at the main stage, bringing seafood from Port Orford, from our little town, small fleet, small fishermen, and we have a small brick and mortar there called the Galley. And it's really all comes from Port Orford Sustainable Seafood, which is another element of what we have there. And so we were able to bring that to the fair last year and having a great time.
Hello, my name is Ischel from Mexico. I'm visiting this amazing country fair again, and I come because I love the education and try to save the planet. And the energy here when the people's walking and yelling and dancing and singing, all you need is love, is the best. And I'm star. Every day is amazing, and thank you for all the volunteers to cheers when you come, and the people in the radio and the music. And we need to have more peace in the world.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. You'll find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org as well. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.